I'm Walter Parker, and I'm speaking with Professor August Waters of Berklee College of Music in Boston, who will direct a festival of mandolin chamber music in Bellows Falls this weekend at Emmanuel Episcopal Church. A workshop begins at 4 on Friday, and there's a concert at 3 on Sunday. Professor Waters, if I may call you August.
Please.
How did you get interested in the mandolin?
Most recently, I got interested in mandolin because there's so much potential in the instrument. Wonderful music that's been composed for the instrument that's been virtually forgotten, and there just seemed to be so much potential for new music and so much untapped potential of the instrument that I just got intrigued by that.
And what about chamber music for the mandolin?
Well, chamber music, there's a lot of chamber music for mandolin. Much of it has been forgotten, and that's part of why it's exciting to be a mandolinist right now, because we're living in a time when great works are being recovered, or should I say, an extensive repertoire of mandolin music and mandolin ensemble music is being recovered in that process.
What was the heyday of mandolin chamber music?
There were really two. You could say the Baroque era. Many people are familiar with the Vivaldi concertos, of course. He wrote a few pieces for mandolin, and those are well remembered today. But really, those are the tip of the iceberg. There was a tremendous amount of mandolin music, mandolin concertos, written during that period of time. Mandolin was popular across Europe at that time. Getting into the, let's say, the 18th century, there was a second era of great popularity during the Romantic era, and that was mostly in Italy.
Now, you're going to be having an ensemble of mandolins, is that correct?
Yes, I actually have two professional ensembles, and they will be performing in this concert, and the concert will also feature the participants of the festival, that is, the people who came to the festival in order to study, and they will perform in this concert at the end of the weekend. And so 3 o'clock Sunday is the time that we put it all together, both pieces with my ensemble and pieces with the participants that have come together. This is the second time that we've done the Festival of Mandolin Chamber Music. First time was last July, and it was really beautiful. We're fortunate to be in Emmanuel Church, this conference center and church that has absolutely beautiful acoustics, playing in a small chapel, stone church, and the sound is just glorious.
Now, will participants in the workshop, which begins on Friday afternoon at 4, will they also be rehearsing and workshopping on Saturday?
Oh, yes. Yeah, from Friday night all day Saturday until Sunday, they will be practicing. I guess we spent about half of our time rehearsing for the ensemble performance and the other half in workshops studying the instrument.
And people can find out more about all of these events by going to stonechurcharts.org. I'm talking with August Waters of the Berklee College of Music in Boston about the Festival of Mandolin Chamber Music taking place at Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Bellows Falls, Vermont, this weekend. Most of the music will be performed by an ensemble of mandolins, will it?
Yes. Yeah, the standard mandolin ensemble format is two mandolins plus mandola, which is a lower mandolin, and classical guitar, or sometimes yet lower mandolins like the mandocello.
Well, we certainly wish you luck with the Festival of Mandolin Chamber Music. Once again, people can find out about registering for the workshops and about the concert by going to stonechurcharts.org. Professor August Waters, Berklee College of Music in Boston, thank you so much for taking some time to preview the festival for us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.